this is something that is really fixated on witchcraft. Helen Ukpabio is the leader of this cult. She is known for conducting public campaigns, inciting harassment and violence against those accused of witchcraft. I think they actually kill people. I think they kill kids who they believe are possessed. They go around. If you know how to levitate, or maybe your eyes are a different color on each side, you're automatically a witch. You have to endure witchcraft attacks. Her events are advertised to heal, cure, exercise, and neutralize witchcraft attacks, but I think she actually just kills them. So, that's what we're going to hear next. Going to hear something like a live recording from one of their Sunday services. And that'll be it for me. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org.
Rolled back the water and When you think that I'm closing, don't you give up.
Good evening, and welcome to another week of Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda, and with me, as usual, is Purple Haze.
Hello.
And we are playing tonight a lot of old Western traditional and classical music. We'll be moving in some into Eastern Europe and some other things throughout the night, but expect a chill, meditative evening here on Vocal Fry, where we're exploring, as we do every week, all of the different amazing things people do with their voices. A bunch of overtone singing on deck to come. Right now we're hearing a rework by Akira Rabelais of some recordings from the 1960s or 70s of Icelandic medieval laments that he encountered in a studio where they'd been abandoned, and reworked them for an album called Spell Wandering Sherd, or Shard. Everything is sort of titled with these Old English titles. So this one's called 1390 Gower Kampf 220. I can not then unearth his spell that I wend after best have rod. Or something like that. Anyway, Akira Rabelais, this album, quite gorgeous. And you want to tell the folks what we heard before this?
Sure, we heard Claudio Monteverdi, the song Magnificat, Sicut Erat, performed by The 16. Who are they?
I don't know. They have a lot of records out. I haven't come across them before, but they do a lot of early music. Yeah.
That's from Vespers of 1610.
Because Claudio Monteverdi wrote a couple of Vespers suites of songs for performance during the religious ceremony called Vespers, an evening ceremony in the Catholic Church. And those are the ones from 1610. And before that was some French medieval music from the 14th century.
Kyrie by Guillaume de Machaut from the Mass of Notre Dame, performed by the Taverner Consort and Choir.
That's another early music group. And that is one of the very early polyphonic compositions. I think it's the oldest full mass composition that survives. It's from, if I'm not mistaken, it's the 1340s, maybe 1345-ish. Quite beautiful. We have a bunch more stuff lined up for you. We're going to move along to a bunch of compositions from services of the Eastern Orthodox rite of the Christian Church. Starting off with a composition from Serbia. Check the playlist at wfmu.org, and you can join in the chat there as well.
Thank you. Всякие скорби, гнева и нужды, Господи. Преснодеву Марию, со всеми святыми помянувши, сами себе и друг друга, и весь живот наш Христу Богу предадим.
You're still listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda. With me is Purple Haze.
Hello.
And we're playing a lot of religious music tonight, shifting toward maybe more spiritual music. I don't know. As part of our extensive quest to discover the weirdest sound that the human voice can make, and treading some ground not usually trodden by this program tonight.
Is that a word, trodden?
I think so. If it isn't, it is now.
Okay.
It's been broadcast on the radio, so we can put it in the OED. do you want to tell folks what we've been listening to?
We just heard We Praise Thee by the St. Petersburg Chamber Choir on sacred choral music from Russia. Before that, we heard the male choir of Vallam Singing Culture Institute.
Great name for a
performing
band.
Performing Great Ektene from 10 Golden Sacred Songs. I was saying that's the kind of voice that it could only come out of, like, a guy that's 8 feet tall and has, like, the thickest beard you've ever seen. But it's funnier to imagine that it's just, like, a really tiny little string bean man.
Yeah, with a like, fresh-faced, mm-hmm. like, a baby face. No beard, no facial hair to speak of, like, blonde towhead. Yeah.
Before that, we heard the Kiev Chamber Choir. Kyrie Eleison.
Part of the Mass.
From the collection, 1,000 Years of Ukrainian Sacred Music. After the last break, we heard the Vokalny Ensemble Beli Andeo and Katerina Bozic?
I think so. I think it's Bozic.
That song is called...
Oh, you're going to try to pronounce that? I love it.
Should I not?
I don't know. Yeah, no, go for it. This will be fun. It's in Serbian. Not that that means it's unpronounceable, but for you and me, maybe.
Vukusite I vidite.
Very nice.
Composed by Kier Stefan Serbin. On the album...
This is even better.
Hvalite imya... Gospodnya.
Gospodnya.
Serbsky canonic.
It's really kind of fun to, like, pronounce words like that. I find, like, they're not easy to parse, but it makes me feel like it would be really satisfying to be able to fluently speak Serbian. We're walking away or moving, shifting away from Eastern European church music right now. Oh, I wanted to say the male choir of Vallam Singing Culture Institute is from Vallam, which is an island in a huge lake near the Russian-Finnish border north of St. Petersburg. And I was thinking that if I lived on an island, in a monastery and an island and a huge lake by the Arctic Circle, I would probably also learn to sing like that.
And I doubt that. I doubt that you could be able to.
Yeah. I don't know. Given enough freezing nights, I might figure it out. The Muom Overtone Choir from Barcelona is in the background. Onades. From their album Moo, and they are a fabulous large group that does improvised singing in overtones. They do some compositions as well, but beautiful stuff from Muom. And we're going to hear some other music that is similar and kind of moves away from the Eastern European religious music we've been listening to. Check in on the playlist at WFMU.org if you want. You can see all this stuff that we've mangled the pronunciation of, typed out neatly there. Also, check out the playlist because we're featuring a different animated GIF artist each week, and this week is Lucia Spinelli with these gorgeous animated GIFs that are sometimes called paintings with light. I think you'll really enjoy them. And there are links at the bottom of the playlist to her work.
Ya Baba Wesmalo Mabr Mini Akasa Inahawe Siviano Ula Siviane Aha Mare Maran Isu Shita Ea Ma Aba Mbe
Mara ish mshich Ya baba Bismalo Mabr minni ahakasa Inna hawa sivyanu
Thank you.
You're listening to Vocal Fry here on listener-sponsored WFMU. This is the program from 8 to 9 every Tuesday night where we explore all kinds of weird sounds made with the voice. And tonight, that's a lot of very meditative overtone singing and drone singing and religious ritual music. I'm Dan Boda, and with me is Purple Haze, who's going to tell you about what we've been listening to.
We heard Baird Hirsi and Prana with the song Asteya from the Internal Embrace Overtone Singing Meditations on the Eight Limbs of Yoga.
You never knew yoga was an octopus, did you?
We heard David Hikes and the Harmonic Choir, a song Arc Descents from Hearing Solar Winds.
Beautiful record with a lot of David Hikes is one of the sort of people who early discoverers or creators of this kind of harmonic overtone singing style.
Before that we heard some Tibetan I don't know what you would call that.
Chanting, really?
Chanting.
It's like it's their prayers being chanted by they're Buddhist, but this group would call them Bon, B-O-N, the pre-Buddhist religion of Tibet.
The visualization by Furpa on Trowo Fernag ceremony. After the break, we heard Kiss of Judas by Seraphim Bitkaribi.
Interesting guy. He is a he's a priest in the in one of the Eastern Orthodox churches. I don't know exactly which one. I think maybe Armenian. But sings in Aramaic, a very ancient Middle Eastern language, the language that Jesus Christ famously would have spoken. And he is also the father responsible for the spiritual welfare of the Assyrians in his church. Yes, there are still Assyrians.
What location counts as Assyria?
Well, it's the Assyrian people don't have, I think, a political place anymore. But Assyria was an empire, Bronze Age empire in the Middle East in what's now Iraq along the Tigris and Euphrates. Now, he was born in Georgia, in the Republic of Georgia in the Caucasus, and that's pretty far north of where the Assyrian Empire was based, but it was
what makes someone Assyrian or not Assyrian in the modern day?
Yeah, I think it's an ethnicity like any other, that's like a transmitted by culture and family ties, but and language, I think. But I'm not sure. Maybe you out there listening know more and wish to share. You've got a few minutes to jump on the playlist at WFMU.org. We're going to leave you with a bit more of this music. Jesse is coming up at 9, so stick around right here on the best station in the world.
WFMU.
Oh, yeah. We're going to give you the legal identification for the station a little bit early tonight.
Okay. We're usually very prompt.
I know. We're usually right on the hour.
You caught me off guard. Okay.
I did. I sprung it on you.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Thanks, everybody, for listening in this week, and stick around. Stay cool, stay sane, and peace to you.
Hey everyone, Zoe B here. You're tuned into WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, we're in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. and online at WFMU.org, sinking deep, deep into J.D. Emanuel's Solid Dawn.
I feel love. Oh. sister like this.